Russian government is resigning after President Vladimir Putin announced to Parliament his plan for a series of fundamental changes to the country's constitution. The Parliament would be strengthened, possibly to ban term limits, and perhaps move toward a union with neighboring Belarus as semi-legal solutions to keep Putin in power. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his team have been asked to stay on until a new government is formed. Later this hour, the United States and China are set to sign the so-called Phase One trade agreement, aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a long-running standoff between the world's two largest economic powers. President Trump and Beijing's chief negotiator, Liu He, will sign the accord at the White House. Mr. Trump calls the agreement a major victory, under which China promises to increase its purchases of American agricultural products. But the toughest issues, including structural reforms to China's economic system, have been put off for later discussions, among them tariffs leveled by each country against the other. For only the third time in American history, a U.S. president will go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will send its two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate. Seven House impeachment managers have been named. They will conduct the prosecution in the trial. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. Zarif also talked about the Ukraine airliner tragedy.
There are incidents where 2 years, 10 years has gone by and nobody has claimed responsibility. So our military forces were brave enough to claim responsibility early on. But people are angry even with those 2 days. That is the expectation that people have with the government.
In Australia, improvements in the weather are helping firefighters in their struggle with raging bushfires. But heavy smoke continues to affect wide areas of the country, including the city of Melbourne, which is hosting the Australian Tennis Open, where competitors have been suffering. One is Slovenian player Dalila Jakupovic.
We are used to pollution, like we play in China, we play in more polluted countries, but I mean, this is smoke is something different, and for sure we are not used to it. And I think citizens and everyone was advised to stay inside, and we didn't expect that we will be playing yesterday.
We get a weather outlook now from meteorologist Brett Sutton.
It's been poor to very poor overnight, but it was in the very poor to hazardous range yesterday, so that's a little bit of a reprieve. Obviously, we all hope that some decreased fire activity will mean decreased smoke and better air quality towards the end of the week, but we have to see how that pans out.
The British ambassador to Iran has left that country for the UK after being detained by Iranian authorities last week. Rob McCare was held for 3 hours on January 11th after attending a candlelight vigil for the victims of Iran's accidental shootdown of the Ukrainian passenger jet with a loss of 176 lives. The British Foreign Office insisted that McCare's trip to London was routine, business as usual. Cambodian opposition leader Khem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his treason trial got underway in Phnom Penh. Khem was the president of the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. He was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the Hun Sen regime. Observers say conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website online, voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1.